Rand Paul says Mitch McConnell plans sellout on border security. By Neil Munro on January 11, 2024. The GOP's Senate leadership is preparing to betray their voters on President Joe Biden's migration flood, Senator Rand Paul, RKY, told Fox News on Tuesday. The still-secret draft deal is a sellout. It's going to continue to allow illegal immigration because Democrats are threatening Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, with an aid cutoff for Ukraine, Paul said before adding. It's saying, oh, we'll let 5,000 people come illegally a day. And then after that, we might try to stop the next 5,000 that day. It's completely a sellout. But it's because people like Senator Mitch McConnell care more about Ukraine than anything else, more than the border, more than anything else. He wants to send $60 billion of your money to Ukraine. On this issue, he is more aligned with Biden. On the issue of funding, of sending your money to Ukraine and sending it everywhere around the world, McConnell is much more closely aligned with Biden than he is with the Republican Party. Paul's comments about the 5,000 daily limit refer to a so-called trigger in the draft deal that would reimpose a Title 42 legal barrier when the number of migrants reaches 5,000 per day. But 5,000 per day adds up to 1.8 million migrants per year. That inflow is one migrant for every two U.S. births. Under the draft, those 1.8 million illegal economic migrants would be allowed into the United States via legal loopholes such as asylum and parole. Once allowed in, they would be able to take jobs and wages needed by ordinary Americans, and to compete for homes needed by American families. The 1.8 million inflow is in addition to the annual inflow of 1 million legal immigrants and the inflow of many short-term visa workers. In enacted, the deal would effectively double the nation's immigration rate under the guise of a border security bill. In addition, Senate GOP leaders may also allow Biden to import hundreds of thousands of foreign workers via a novel parole pathway created by his deputies. They may also fund Biden's $14 billion request to house and hide his growing population of poor migrants during the 2024 election. A GOP betrayal of its voters on immigration likely would be lethal to the party's future, especially because former President Donald Trump is expected to build his 2024 campaign around the issue. The Biden-supported migrant inflow is so unpopular that half of the public, and a supermajority of Republicans, describe it as an invasion that burdens and threatens Americans and their society. Watch the latest video at foxnews.com. In contrast, Democrats are fighting to win GOP approval for legal tools and funds to manage, not reduce, their huge inflow of migrants. I think we are interested as Democrats in providing the administration with tools that will help better manage the border, Senator Chris Murphy, DeCon, told reporters on January 9. We are not interested in taking away from the administration the tools that they use today to help better manage the border. And so, when we talk about this topic of parole, it is very important to understand that it is used today as a way that the administration is able to better manage the flow of migrants in a planful way. So far, the administration has managed the inflow of migrants upwards to boost investors' stock values, but not to reduce the pocketbook damage to ordinary Americans. Some GOP senators are demanding caps on the number of migrants allowed into the United States via the parole loophole. There are a couple of ideas out there about how to deal with it, but the one that seems to have a lot of support is some sort of a cap along the lines of what we do with refugees and other categories of people who come into the country, Senator John Thune, RSD, told reporters on Thursday. There's a real strong opinion in our conference that this issue of parole's got to be dealt with in some way. Democrats understand now that we're serious about it, he told reporters, according to TheHill.com. Thune, who is Sen. McConnell's deputy, did not suggest a number for the cap. The GOP's House leadership, led by Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, has repeatedly said that the parole pathway must be shut. Biden's pro-migration border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas, has already used the parole loophole to pull in roughly 700,000 economic migrants for jobs and homes in Americans' neighborhoods. Related, CNN's Culver, number of illegal Chinese migrants in 23 nearly doubled past decades total, most economic migrants. Overall, Mayorkas has invited roughly 5 million illegal migrants to enter or remain in the United States via a wide variety of illegal, legal, or quasi-legal routes. His goals are to raise the status of migrants and to help investors, regardless of the massive pocketbook damage to ordinary Americans. In December 2022, for example, Mayorkas told El Paso Matters.org, "We look to our partner to the north that has a much more nimble immigration system that can be retooled to the national government's needs at the moment. For example, Canada is in need of 1 million workers and they have agreed that in 2023, they will admit 1.4 million immigrants to fill that labor need that Canadians themselves cannot. We are stuck in antiquated laws that do not meet our current corporate needs. This goal of a cheap labor, migrant-inflated Wall Street economy and the use of parole to create it, is backed by the Forward.us." The group was founded by pro-migration West Coast investors to push the Gang of Eight amnesty and cheap labor bill in 2013. In 2021, pushed the Senate to confirm Mayorkas as Homeland Secretary. The wealthy founders include Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, who spent over $100 million to boost voter turnout in Democratic districts in the 2020 election. Forward.us is rallying pro-migration groups to minimize curbs on parole migration amid signals that Biden's deputies may accept parole curbs. "None of this is what we should be doing," Todd Schulte, president of Forward.us, told a left-wing site, TheMessenger.com. "It's certainly possible that a really harmful deal gets made, and that would be tragic and terrible. Biden should not agree to rules that require the deportation of migrants or the detention of asylum seekers," said Schulte. "People are going to die if you do this, a lot of people," he said. Schulte's all-out campaign to protect the parole loophole seems to have reversed the Democrats' willingness to curb the parole loophole. "We've got a couple of issues that I thought were resolved that are not resolved," Senator James Lankford told Semaphore.com on January 8, when Hess was asked about parole. The GOP senators may not be trying to curb Mayorkas's CHNV parole program, which imports 360,000 people a year for jobs and wages that otherwise go to Americans. Instead, they may only be trying to curb only the CBP-1 program, which is used at the border to give parole to perhaps 50,000 people per month, or 600,000 people per year. Lankford, after Senate GOP meeting, says the parole conversation is focused on CBP-1 app, where migrants can make appointments at ports of entry, seek to enter the U.S. and receive parole, said a January 9 tweet by Bloomberg government. The CHNV program was created in 2013, likely in violation of a 1996 law, to import workers from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. Those eager, lower-wage migrant workers are welcomed by many CEOs because it means they do not have to hire, pay, train, and manage the less productive Americans who have fallen out of the workforce.